So if you're looking for a takeaway this morning about the situation in Iraq, if you want to see what the end of combat operations in Iraq looks like, nearly a month out from the president's official declaration, all you have to do is take a stroll over by the blast wall outside the entrance to the old Ministry of Defense military base in Baghdad. And you can take that stroll by going to thetakeaway.org and looking at a picture.
You would see that this huge chunk of reinforced concrete is strafed and pockmarked from the force of multiple suicide bombings on the 5th of September. It's still holding, even though it doesn't look like that. The damage is from what some might call the opening battle in Operation New Dawn.
Sunday morning, everybody was pretty laid back, sitting, you know, doing their normal guard rotations. Started hearing some small arms fire, two minor explosions. That, of course, got everybody's attention. Everybody started coming out trying to figure out what was going on.
Figure out what's going on. That's Captain Paul Cluverius. He's one of about 200 U.S. troops permanently located on base in central Baghdad. He considers Operation New Dawn a combat mission. And he and his unit learned it very well on September 5th. Advise and assist can also mean attack and defend.
I came out of my office, was walking down the hallway when the V-bed went off.
Suicide
yes.
Kabul.
Yes. The blast, even as far away as our building is, still threw me against the wall. Soldiers were stumbling, trying to figure out what was going on. We immediately went to the roof to try and get eyes on what was going on.
Two bombers wearing suicide vests had penetrated tight security, breached the chaos, and were on base controlling a nearby building. A highly organized attack with U.S. soldiers under fire. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has been talking to soldiers who were in that long firefight. End of combat? You better ask Sergeant Christopher Williams, who spent the better part of a day in the crosshairs of an insurgent sniper rifle.
There's no different feeling as far as the transition as us individual soldiers here on the ground. As long as we're here in this country, personally, as long as they're a threat, then there's combat operations. You tell yourself that, you don't get complacent. We're going to continue to do what we need to do to get home safe.
And every man for himself get home safe mission? Is that what Operation New Dawn is all about now? You can hear this sense of betrayal in the voice of Sergeant Williams' commander, Captain Cluverius.
We have some soldiers that they were a little angry about it, saying, hey, we're still over here.
Yeah.
My personal standpoint, I thought it was humorous that they're saying combat operations are stopped because, I mean, combat operations are stopped and what are we still doing here now? But, you know, I mean, our families, the people who know us, they know what we're doing. And there is no switch that you can throw to say combat operations stop. I believe it was more of a media, it was something built for the media.
Was he suggesting that Operation New Dawn was some kind of joke? After some nervous laughter, the captain finally told the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse, no, Operation New Dawn is no joke.
He can count the casualties. 14 dead that day, all of them Iraqis. Over the past month, Captain Paul Cluverius and his men have seen two large-scale attacks on their base. During that time, one of them was shot and wounded by a sniper. Operation New Dawn, from his perspective, woke up combat and ended a long period of quiet.
I don't want to speculate too much, but I think some of it may play into the whole announcement of the New Dawn. Basically, the insurgents saying, hey, we're not done here either. So they're getting their chance to say combat operations aren't done until we're done fighting. So we'll be here until then.
Tonight, I am announcing that the American combat mission in Iraq has ended. Operation Iraqi Freedom is over, and the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for the security of their country.
Views of Operation New Dawn in Iraq from the perspective of a commander, Captain Paul Cluverius, and right there, a commander-in-chief, of course, President Obama. End of combat operations. Well, Gabriel Gatehouse, good morning, joining us from Baghdad Live. Nice work there.
Yes, good morning. Well, I mean, these two guys, Paul Cluverius and Sergeant Chris Williams, were incredibly frank. To be honest, I didn't expect them to be that frank. We asked the US military if we could come onto that base and talk to people about that attack on the 5th of September. I expected them to be a bit more tight-lipped because obviously, it contradicts the narrative about the end of combat operations. This happened only 4 days after the official handover, but they were very honest, and I think that does play into the fact that those who are left behind here do feel that the whole media storm around the last combat troops leaving and the handover was a bit of a media event, and it doesn't really reflect their reality on the ground today.
And where is the media today? I'm talking with Gabriel Gatehouse, a reporter in Baghdad for our partners, the BBC. You know, this morning we got 49 dead in this raid that actually went across the border from Afghanistan into Pakistan. Definitely combat operations there and around Kandahar. What do you think this September 5th incident in Iraq says about where the media's perspective and attention maybe ought to be. Should it be the Iraqi army figuring out if they can actually do what the president has asked them to do?
Right. Well, I can't really talk about the raid in Kandahar, but I'm in Baghdad. Look, I mean, I think there are worries about the readiness of the Iraqi army. The Americans are training them here. They're hoping, obviously, that they're going to be ready to protect this country both internally and externally once all American troops leave, which is supposed to be at the end of next year. Now, if you talk on the record, of course, everyone's very optimistic. It's a new dawn, after all. Off the record, people are a little bit more cautious. When we went to that base, we weren't allowed to talk to any of the Iraqi officers, serving Iraqi officers, on the record. We did manage to speak to one former Iraqi officer off the record, and he said, look, the Iraqis handled that incident quite well that day. They dealt with the suicide bombers. Yes, they had backup from the Americans, but in the end, they were actually in the lead, as it's supposed to be. But, he said, that was a very small-scale operation. And when it comes to larger-scale operations, internally, but especially externally, he's not sure that the Iraqi army is up to the job. I said to him, after 2011, when the Americans leave, do you think the Iraqi army would be able to protect its borders against an external threat? And his answer was no.
And indeed, if the Americans leave by 2011. I mentioned the combat operations in Afghanistan, not to get your commentary on them, because obviously you're in Baghdad. But most Americans are going to wake up this morning and hear the headline from America's War, singular, in Afghanistan. You would say there are two wars, right?
I would definitely say that, and I think Captain Paul Claverius and Sergeant Chris Williams would agree with me. I think most of the U.S. soldiers who are based outside of the large FOBs, outside of the large bases, partnering with Iraqis on a daily basis would agree with you. This war is not over yet.
Gabriel Gatehouse of our partner, the BBC, great work reporting on an incident in September 5th, right after combat operations were reportedly ended, which is sort of emblematic of the combat operations still going on in Iraq. Gabriel Gatehouse joined us live from Baghdad. Thanks so much.